Let's get it poppin'. Let's get it poppin'. Everybody waited too long. They ain't know when to come in. Shout out to my guys, though. See, the guys be here, man. And I don't mean like males. I just mean the home team. So shout out to the home team. Home team is in the building. So to start off properly, right? Facto. but no, seriously. We want to keep it moving with this. Y'all asked me for this, so I'm going to assume that y'all are going to support this. Okay? So do note, we making this like no tuition on this. No tuition, no course, no curriculum. I'm not doing no Patreon shit. I ain't doing no Prism shit. Just putting this right here for y'all on the honorarium type tip. You know what I'm saying? So you have to support this to keep this going. All right? Y'all got to support this to keep this going. And that means cash apps, but that also means sharing. Right? Sharing these videos, making your own clips or pictures or memes or whatever the fuck you're going to do. But yeah, so we have to support this in order to keep this popping, because I really want to go in deep. And this is for the adults. What I want to also do throughout the course of this, of these classes, is get you guys to understand why I need the support for the children and the family curriculum. That's going to be much deeper than, like, that's, yep. I mean, I know I'll be giving you a lot of info, but that, I promise you, that shit there. I got, like, this much shit, literally, that I haven't even added to it yet. Like right here, I can show y'all this. This pile right here is all stuff that I have sitting that I haven't typed into the course yet. Just pages and pages of information. Late nights or going through books or just come, you know, just notes or insights or dealing with clients and just, you know, this is like, yeah. And that's not counting a couple of notebooks I got. I got a couple of them notebooks. Like, y'all see me going through my notebooks as we, you know, getting it in. So yeah. All right. So let's get started. Where the hell should we start with iron? Iron is insane, right? So let's get it popping. All right, let's try. Let's just go over here and see what we can do. Actually, let's see. There we go. Yo, I got so many hits over the last few days for this. I didn't have no prep time or nothing. I was just like, you know what? Yeah, we got to do it. We got to do it. Like, we got to do it. So, we're going to get into it. Why choose? We can check them all out.
Yo, wait.
Why choose? We can check them all out. Now, these are some just some animations I'm just grabbing. So, you know, don't worry. Just to visually allow some info to sink in while I'm on the backside talking. You know how I do. Right, I got to dig in these notes right now for y'all. Let's get it popping. All right. Minerals. All right, you know what? We'll start off with this. I think that's a good thing that we should start off with. Okay. Yeah, see? For some of y'all, just looking at the animation alone is making things click in your mind, which is dope. And for some folks, that's their first, you know, opportunity to look at and see some of the concepts that we teach. Like season, you know what I'm saying? Which is dope. 92 minerals. Ooh, we need to deal with that. Ooh, that's gonna be our first little wakey wakey right there. Wakey wakey. Wakey wakey. Endozone, not to be confused with exozone. Okay, I don't try to get that confused from yesterday. Missing your narrative skill with it. No narrative skill. I just wanted y'all to look at it while I was thinking and deciding how we should attack this. Because iron is a heavy subject, so I didn't want to just come up, like, I didn't want to do nothing corny with y'all. You know what I'm saying? Because I could do a corny couple of videos. You know what I'm saying? What niggas be on. I could do a corny couple of videos. You know what I'm saying? That's easy. I could come up here and do the same fake shit everybody else doing. It spit you a little 5-10 minutes worth of iron shit, and then tell you which, give you 5 herbs with iron in it. Shit trash. You know what I'm saying? We don't do that over here. You know what I'm saying? So I'm really trying to put in some thought to figure out. So the first thing I think we should look at is this. Then we could start a convo from here and vibe out. Right, I think this is something that we probably should deal with out the gate. right? There are 92 natural elements that form over 2,000 minerals. Okay? Back in the days, they did not make a distinction in the way that they do now. So you go back in the days, 60s, 70s, 80s, they was on elements. Elements and minerals was used interchangeably. That's not the case now. It's just like going back in that time, the 60s and 70s, the word vegan was herbivore. In fact, vegetarian was herbivore. Like, the shit got real crazy. Now you got, you know, all types of different, you know, definitions of what a plant-based diet is, and, you know, plant-based with a little fish, a little milk, a little this, a little that, and it gets crazy. You know what I'm saying? But back in the days, it were plant eaters and meat eaters. It wasn't all this crazy shit to try to understand. It's very simple. So the thing about science is you have to stay at this to keep up with the changes. You got to stay at this to keep up with the changes, or guess what? You're going to be lost in context and nomenclature. And that makes you easily susceptible to one of the largest epidemics and pandemics of our lifetime. It's called trichnology, right? So, that right there for some of us should be another coincidence, right? Now, this is all, this right here, this little box I'm about to put in here, this is my little conjecture. Just my little conjecture, because I'm a student of signs and symbols, and numbers form are the best, right? So we know this number in the Bible represents We also know this number on the periodic table represents. So, just a very, you know, you look at it, you do what you want with it. You do what you want to do with that, right? I'm not even trying to put nothing on that. I'm going to just put them out there and let you play with that how you want. Right, but there are 26 natural minerals that aren't in the water. Right now, a lot of these, regardless to whether they're in the water or not, you still are going to need the plants for bioavailability. The plants are still going to control that, regardless. Right, so that's the key right there. We can start with that. We can start with that and then go. What I want to talk about. Okay, so let's do this. I think this is important for introduction. This is how we could do this. Now we lit, goddammit. And here, y'all need some elevator music. Let me try to get, you know what it is? iTunes is a program on my computer. And it'd be like causing weird shit to happen when I put the iTunes on in the background. But we're going to try it anyway. Just gonna let the album go. I'm gonna let this album go. Okay, there we go. Off rip. All right. Of course, it's low because it's background. Because I got to do a little, you know, I got to type. I got to write. Iron Basics. We'll do that. We're gonna do family and we're gonna do ops. All right, so we'll put it, we'll do it like that. Now, if you wanna do some stuff on your own, you can just look around like this. I'll give you an example. It's a takes a long time. I know, because I've been at it forever. But I'm going to show you what I'm saying. And actually, this is even a bad example because I already know what to search. But if we type in iron and zinc, interactive effects of iron and zinc on body. Iron and zinc, iron is needed for psychomotor development. Da, da, da. So you got to go through these. So you go through and just, what the hell just happened? Anybody looking for no, what the fuck? Ocean Hero, wow, man. And you can type in iron and phosphorus. Right? Look. The addition of iron is a convenient way for removing phosphorus. In the last article we looked at said there was some contradictions with zinc and iron. So, you know, yeah, go through all these articles and get the idea of some of this stuff that way. Obviously, I'm going to shortcut you and just give you a lot of shit, but I want to try to understand some of this shit. Or trips to the store alongside the store. So, all right, let's go straight to. This is crazy. All right, so I'm just showing you some of these relationships, some of these vitamins and minerals that got beef, and some of them that's not even dependent, like they, yeah, just totally dependent on one another. So if you got a situation where you suspect that you might be low on iron, you may not be low on iron. You may be low on cofactors. And this is why herbs are 1,000% superior to like other shit. Because when you get a herb that's high in iron, for instance, dandelion, you get some dandelion. Dandelion has not just that iron, but it's going to have the enzymes, vitamins, and all the other pieces. Well, not all other pieces, maybe, but it's going to have other pieces that's going to make that a lot more bioavailable in your body. a lot of natural sources of iron are also natural sources of vitamin C or vitamin A or some of these complementary players. So again, this is our first class. So we're going to try to do this at least, I don't know, maybe 3 to 5 times a week. We're going to have these classes and we'll get deeper and deeper and keep building on the last class. You know what I'm saying? But I just want you to see these things, go through a couple little quick searches so you know how to do the homework and the study to follow up with this on your own. And I'm going to give y'all a huge jewel on this video that's going to be worth, I would think, probably $1,000, really. I'm saying individually, y'all each going to be in the hole, spiritually debted to me for $1,000. This is the big one covered up. I had a nice big jewel, especially with the pandemic and all the crazy shit going on. All right, so we see that. Bop. What about this? Let me see. What do y'all know about this? What do y'all know about this? Some of y'all remember when I was talking about how synthetic vitamin E was creating cancer, synthetic vitamin A creating cancer. A lot of that has to do with iron. Vitamin A and vitamin E both tied to iron. Vitamin A helps metabolize iron. Vitamin E destroys iron. See? Now, there, you got to be able to read these front ones and backwards. Now, this one you got to read backwards. Vitamin E is protective against iron toxicity. So when I say you got to read this backwards, what I'm saying is not that you got to say toxicity, iron against protective. No. But what I am saying is there's a forward meaning. Vitamin E is protective against iron and toxicity. But then how do you get iron toxicity? That's basically too much iron. So if vitamin E protects against iron toxicity, it's safe to say that vitamin E somehow reduces the amount of iron, right? And then, of course, you want to look into it and validate your assumption, but that's a good way to get a bead and then get a direction to go deeper with your research, right? All right. So y'all should, that should have did a little, that should be getting us in the right direction. Let's go over here and get these notes. So as the notes come, it'll be easier. All right. So woo, they like, oh hell no, Inky. Did you put whole healthy natural grains on this motherfucker as an op? Yes, sir. So that means if you are vegan, you got to make sure that you keep iron in the front of your mind. Being a vegan alone can make you iron deficient. Right. Oh, hell no, Ink. What are you saying right now? You cannot say that being a vegan is a danger to your health. I can and I will. That is exactly what I'm saying. Because most of you niggas that are vegans don't eat plants. That's the craziest shit ever. But you vegans do not eat plants. You niggas are avoiding meat. So you're doing a lot of fake meat and a lot of starch. And a lot of grains. And all of that is iron deficient. So I just need you to know what's happening. Ladies, with all that vitamin E shit in your lotion and all that, you rubbing shit in your shampoo and all that, and vitamin E is getting rid of your iron. Right? Ooh-wee. Niggas rolling up. Ooh, niggas rolling up. Hold up now. You know I had to get you niggas rolling up. Oh, yeah. Every one of them blunt wraps is depleting your iron. Ooh. Oh, shit. So who we hit up so far? We got everybody getting hit up. We got the vegans getting hit up.
We got all the athletes and the bodybuilders that think they got to have 1,000 goddamn servings of calcium a day.
Oh, shit. We got the sister. Look, with this one right here, just with vitamin E alone, we damn near shut down the beauty supply store. God damn it. We know the whole beauty supply store fucked up because damn near the beauty supply store damn near could be called the vitamin E store. Every product in the beauty supply store loaded with vitamin E. And y'all not understanding that iron is one of the biggest contributing factors to you having bad skin, to you having a pale complexion. Having a pale complexion is based on your heme proteins and the cytoglobins that all store the iron for you. Because when iron is traveling, you got a certain types of protein that carries it traveling. Then you got different types of protein that carries it in tissue cells. Then you got certain types of proteins that stores it in muscle tissue and brain. Like it's a vibe. It's some other shit. But just know that tobacco is a wrap. Now, what about my blunt smoking? Right? What about my blunt smoking vegans? What about my blunt smoking vegans? Right? My blunt smoking vegans, especially the sisters. What about the blunt smoking vegan sisters that's using the health and beauty products enhanced with vitamin E? Ooh. And then they're going to say to you at night, listen, this is what they're going to say to you at night. They're going to say to you at night, when you tell them to get their goddamn feet off you, they're going to say, oh, come on, boy, I'm trying to warm up my feet. No, the fuck you not. If you were trying to warm up your feet, your ass wouldn't be eating all that dumb shit throughout the day. Don't touch me with your cold feet after you done had a whole day full of eating madness. Okay? Ooh, let's fuck these niggas up. This one right here, we're going to get them. We're going to get everybody tonight. Let's get the herbalist. Let's get all of the fake herbalists and all that. Niggas, that's geniuses with this shit. They don't know what the fuck they talking about. Yo, niggas don't know what they talking about. I seen an old video with Polite cooking this shit. He has wives in the kitchen. They cooking. He add turmeric and shit. Talk about this shit boosting the circulation and the iron. Stop it, nigga. Turmeric depletes your body of iron. So y'all out there, oh yeah, we cure coming in turmeric. That's how we gonna do it. Tell the niggas, I'm like, nah, my detox is designed to activate the NRF2 system. They like, oh, nah, we don't need that. We gonna get the turmeric. We'll get the turmeric then, nigga. And then you gonna call me up in a week or two and tell me you can't move. Your energy too low. You had to call out of work. You stuck in the bed. Don't call me up, nigga. You got the cheap shit. I told you to get the detox. We're going to activate your NRF2 system and make sure your blood is robust. But you're going to go activate your NRF2 system and deplete your blood of all the minerals that it would need to function after you activate the NRF2 system. See, like, it's just, anyway. So we're going to get them. We're going to get them. Now, how many of you niggas got this right here in your cabinet? I know some of y'all got this because y'all watching them other folks. We ain't going to say who. And I'm not talking about conscious community folks. Y'all out there watching Dr. Axe and Jack this and all these niggas. So I know you niggas done got this. And ain't nobody told you that when you pop in quercetin, you're flushing iron. Ain't nobody tell you when you was popping quercetin, you was flushing iron? Huh? Ain't nobody told you, niggas, that you... So now, when you combinate those together, because I put those there for a reason, right? You know, we just looked at some. So we can throw some others. You know. That have a lesser effect of reducing iron.
So we're going to do it like that so you know that these affected, but not like the ones above it. You know what I'm saying? These guys right here really affected. And when the phosphorus, actually, the reason why grains are here is because of the form of phosphorus that's in the grains. So when you're consuming grains that's not prepared for you properly, and you having that high level of phytic acid, oh, that's going to grab that iron. That's going to grab that iron. That phytic acid is a web. It's a net inside of plants to catch minerals. That's what that web is there for. So when you consume that web, that should start catching your minerals. So, yeah, you got to make sure that when you having grains, you got to have super high fiber grains that's not adulterated. And then you got to prepare them, whether you're going to, what the fuck is that shit? Sprout them. You know what I'm saying? Whether you're going to sprout them or heat them, cook them, do it. You got to do something with them, though. You got to know what you're doing with them. You know what I'm saying? Not all unsoaked seeds, but yeah, you got it. Absolutely, sir. You know what I'm saying? Not all unsoaked seeds, but yeah, it's a good bit. You know what I'm saying? So that's why it's that weird space when you're dealing with raw pumpkin seeds. It's just like, you just got to know. You could still, listen, I'm not saying not have your blunt wrap. I'm not saying not throw your turmeric in. I'm not saying not have the quercetin. I'm not saying not do the vitamin E. But what I'm saying is when we don't have information, because I know 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 2 possibles. That's what we're going to look at this like a spade's head. This shit is 6 and 2 possibles. When we look these 6 and 2 possibles, I know for a fact maybe one or two of those people might have been familiar with, but the other ones, they're like, oh, shit, this nigga going crazy right now. Yeah. And that's what's happening inside your body. When you don't know. And then when we listen to dum-dums like my man Michelle, Michelle don't know. He bought himself, I don't know how long I'm going to be calling this nigga dumb. When you listen to dum-dums like Michelle to tell you your food ain't affecting you and all this kind of shit, we got to revisit. We got to revisit. Because if we understand that iron is at the center of your health, it's at the center of mitochondrial function, is at the center of oxygen, literally the most important thing you need, or you're gonna drop dead. Like, literally, oxygen is the most important mineral. If you don't have it, you got seconds till death. You got seconds till death. So a lot of us, if we don't know no better, we combinating this shit up. And especially the vegans, I'm going to tell you, all of the fake vegan shit. Now, if you want to do that, you got to spend money. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to just keep it real with y'all. If you want to be a fake vegan or a comfort vegan, it's expensive. So when a lot of people say, oh, I try to be a vegan, but it's too expensive, that's because they want to be a comfort vegan. They want to be a bougie vegan. They want to be special. They don't want to just eat plants. Because you can go to any supermarket in America, even the lowest quality supermarkets, and go over to the produce section. They got bags of kale and greens and shit for like $2. Big ass bags. So vegetables and produce, they got bags of peppers and that is $2, $3, $4, big bags of produce. It's not expensive. When it gets expensive is when you want to have a whole bunch of, you know, vegan mac and cheese. And now you got to get $5 bags of cheese and 2-3 bags of them. And then you got to get the, oh, shit, well, you just spent $20 on cheese. Now you're getting crazy, but that's not a healthy, nutritious vegan meal. Vegan mac and cheese tastes great, but it's not nutritious or healthy for you. I need y'all to understand there's a difference between vegan and healthy. Just because something's vegan does not mean it is healthy. So all this you got to understand as a part of where we're going with this.
Now let's get the good guys in. Just the good old boys.
Wouldn't change if they could. Yes, I watched Dukes of Hazzard every day that I could when I was a kid, and I loved it. I still like Dukes of Hazzard right now.
He's like, oh my God, Inky, that's the white supremacy. They got Inky. Damn it, they took over Inky. Inky is a clone. That's because y'all niggas are nuts. That's what that means. Yeah, niggas just crazy. Oh shit, you know what we're going to do? I'm going to name this Dr. Sabi School Iron Bitters. And that way I'll have this. And when we, as we going, you know what I'm saying? Like we could just pick up, you know what I'm saying? Every time we come in, we'll pick up, the notes will be there. That way if people miss stuff, you know what I'm saying? They can come back. Vitamins A. Actually, that's a typo, but I should leave that there because this is actually correct. Vitamins A is what it really should say because you have a bunch of. Okay, so this is how vitamin A works. It's not actually a thing. And that's where the shit gets confusing with people saying that this doesn't exist, but it does exist. And so vitamin A is not actually a thing. There are a bunch of yellow and orange pigments that qualify as carotenoids, like 500 to 600 different types of carotenoids from the soil. So when you hear vitamin A, you're really talking about carotenoids, which are pigments from the dirt. That's what that is. Now, about a dozen of them out of the 500 or 600 carotenoids that exist. Should I write this shit down? Yeah, they're like, you ain't writing this down. Y'all got to remind me sometime because I'll like not write shit down because it's all in my mind. So in my mind, it should be in yours. Is that correct? We're going to roll with it even if it ain't. And I don't know if this is an exact number. We're gonna go baker's dozen. Oh shit. No, we're gonna go about a dozen. About a dozen. Convert to retinoic acid. That's just too big to fit there. We put that right here. All right, so that's what that is. So your body takes in the carotenoids and then converts them into retinoic acid, right? And we made sure with the purple phase, right? The purple phase compound is loaded with carotenoids to protect your eyes from the onslaught of blue light. So purple phase, when you go to drinky.com, purple phase is our blue light solution. It's our histone solution. And yes, we still have histonic, but in all honesty, histonic doesn't target the entire spectrum of histones. It does a couple, which are the ones that you need to maintain cellular integrity. But the full spectrum of histones is covered with the purple phase. That is a certified fact, Marv. But you got to try to find patience because you got too many years of studying this. So a lot of this shit that's super easy for us is not like it's not the same for everybody else. I just had a sister hit me up earlier. She got some issue going on. And she like, yeah, so I bought this detox from such and such and such. And, you know, I got this issue going on. I'm like, but why are you calling me? She like, because you speak to people. You know, I could reach out to you. I'm like, yeah, but you spent your money somewhere else. Why are you getting the info from me buying from somewhere else? I'm like, no, get off my phone. Go call the nigga you spent your money with. Bye. Oh shit.
Damn, I did this wrong. I didn't want to put this up here. All right, so we're gonna move that down. Flapjack.
Ooh.
So we're gonna go like this. First of all, the water family. Right? The water family loves iron. So I want to say that the water-soluble vitamins are ironphilic, but I think ironphilic is me making up a word. Or maybe I could say iron is hydrophilic, right? Maybe I could say that. I don't know. Let me look that up and see if that's actually a thing. I wonder what they would. What's the going understanding of that? Let's see. Let's see what the current understanding on that is. Or if there is any understanding on that. Is iron hydrophilic? Very interesting. Iron hydrophobic, transferrin and iron transport physiology, surface hydrophilic. Okay, so it's more of a complicated question. It's not something I'd be able to get the answer to just like that. All right. That was my own curiosity. I'm gonna find that out though. Because for me, I think there's a reason why. It's gotta be a reason why, and I'm gonna dig into it. But this is how my mind works. So sometimes I like to do these type of videos so y'all could see how I'm thinking or how I'm looking for info. Because the reason why I'm looking for this is because vitamin C and all B vitamins are on the iron family side. So all of the water soluble vitamins is not only do they boost iron metabolism function, etc., etc., but if you don't have vitamin C and your B vitamins, you will be iron deficient because you damn near won't even be able to absorb iron. Period. So again, if you loading up on iron, but you ain't got your B vitamins, your C vitamins, and these are water soluble vitamins. Let me add this to the notes because I'd be tired of saying this shit to people. Sweat, pee, what else? Urine. So just think like this. It's the safest way to think. It's the safest way to think. Every time your body losing fluids, you losing them water-soluble vitamins. And with your B vitamins, it's very important to monitor your stress throughout the day, right? So if you have an argument with somebody, this is the super real shit that affects people that you never going to hear this somewhere in the organized, like, this is the real living biochemistry. So you have an argument with your baby daddy or your whiz or whatever. Every time you get stressed, you just lost all your B vitamins. And you know what I mean, stress. When you start to that certain way of talking and the anxiety and all that, you just lost all your B vitamins. So if you use my stuff, that means you need to pop some Ocean Steak and some Purple Phase immediately. Or whatever you do to get your B vitamins in, you need to do that right after an argument, right? Every time, in fact, every time you get emotional, put it like that, So it doesn't have to be negative emotions. You can even have a great, you know, hype celebration, or y'all watching the game and the champ, y'all win the championship and you go crazy. Ah! At the end of all that going crazy, you need B vitamins. So every time you lose your water from your body, every time you get overexcited, too much anxiety, too much stress, you need B vitamins. Period. Now, when we go into B vitamins and all that, we'll be much more specific in detail. But we're talking about iron now, so I don't want to go veer off too deep. But just keep these as simplified understandings in your mind so you know how to work your day, work your life. Right? All right. So we got these, and now we got to get to the big boy. Ooh-wee. Now we gotta get to the big boy. This might be the last thing I put on this motherfucking video. We gotta get to the big boy. Ooh, get to the big boy. Yeah, we gotta get to the big boy. All right, the big boy. Vitamin D. Ooh. Ooh, hold up, Doc. Ooh. Ooh. Vitamin D, nigga. Vitamin D. How many? Yo, and I just been, hold up, man. Yo, I just been falling back listening to all these videos. I done watched every channel, every person. I'm talking about holistic, conscious, MDs. I done heard everybody in 2020 going crazy on the vitamin D conversation. Everybody. Yo, the vitamin D and the COVID and the vitamin D, and you got to get in that vitamin D, and you got to couple the vitamin D with zinc and make sure you're getting the zinc and the vitamin D, because if it's not the zinc and the vitamin D with the vitamin D with the zinc and the vitamin D and the COVID. I'm just sitting back listening to this shit. I'm like, wow. So these niggas go tell niggas to load up on vitamin D as if vitamin D works. Just like that by itself. Ah! They like, hold up though, Ink. You ain't tell us to take the iron either. Yes, I did. Y'all supposed to already been on that. That's why it's on the website. That's why it's in the Momatomics. You supposed to be doing one detox every month. See, I got to assume that all the people that follow me 21 days out of the month, they doing their detox. If you're doing that, I know there are certain minimum standards that you're going to hit. Butter up. Now watch after this video go out. All of a sudden, niggas going to be teaching that you need iron. Yo, they going to be on their page talking about the vitamin D and the iron as if they didn't get it from right the fuck here. But let's just type it in and see what we get, though. Let's see what the web is saying about iron and vitamin D. Effects of iron on vitamin D metabolism. Vitamin D is a pro hormone, blah, 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 blah. Iron is essential. Nah, 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 nah. All right, ain't getting under there. Iron and vitamin D may have a relationship as cofactors for each other. Vitamin D is needed to absorb iron. Low iron or anemia may indicate a vitamin D deficiency in your body. Wonder why nobody else told me this. Vitamin D and iron are cofactors of each other.
While taking iron supplements is still your best bet against low iron, vitamin D can certainly help in further boosting your iron levels and the efficiency of your iron capsules. Iron deficiency is a cause of vitamin D deficiency. What is happening? See, there was a point last year where I just had to stop putting out my videos on all of this types of information and just let you niggas go watch those other niggas. I said, watch this shit here. Watch what happens when I stop putting out this information. I'm gonna let these niggas follow these other niggas that they keep switching from my channel back to their channel, back to my channel, back to their channel. Watch them other niggas then. And when I stop putting out my videos, you're gonna see all the new insights and revelatory dope information that you come to get from these channels. It dries up. Because young Pharaoh didn't have none of that QAnon shit. He got that from watching my videos. You're like, hold on, Ink, you never did a video on that. Absolutely. That's why I still have a channel. But when y'all seen me and KT here, KT had just told me about the QAnon shit, and I said it live on a live stream. I was like, yo, this QAnon shit is insane. But I ain't doing no videos on this shit because I don't know if this shit bullshit, real shit, or whatever. I know it's some hot shit, though. After that conversation, a week or two later, he started doing videos over there with his campaign. I'm just saying. Y'all need to come get that real shit. Iron, vitamin D, and dopamine? Oh my goodness. So iron, vitamin D, and dopamine. Come on now. What are we talking about here? Bandwidth, stop it. Unable to request your server due to the site owner reaching his or her bandwidth limit. Yo, please don't put up no bum ass websites. Mad disrespectful, especially when you got dope info. Right? But you can see what folks besides him are saying. And he's in the growth stage, probably. It's all gravy. He might be in his growth stage. Because I know that shit is expensive. I gotta keep doing it. You know what I'm saying? The prism is getting worked on now. I'm doing it. You know what I'm saying? Every so many months, when your site get more traffic, you damn near gotta shut it down a little bit. Or like lower the attention traffic to it. And you gotta pay to have it updated and server size upgraded and all this other shit. So I get it. You know what I'm saying? But just be on time for that. That's insane right there. That's insane right there. So now, here you go. Boom. You know, dopamine. Dopamine is the precursor for all of the dope shit that happens in your brain, damn near. All the dope shit is based on dopamine. Whether it's you being in love, enjoying life, feeling good, being motivated, setting goals, all that. Even if you're getting high is based on dopamine, damn it. All the shit you enjoy, sex, the enjoyment from sex, dopamine. So now we know iron and vitamin D enhance. Anyway, so now here's the relationship, right? Just think about it. Oh, shit, y'all looking at the wrong screen. All right, so y'all come over here. All right. Wham, bam, 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 dan, dan. Now, it's simple if you look at it this way. Of course, we'll get deeper into we'll get into all the metabolism and the cellular, like we're going to go all the way in. But it's just super simple when you see it that way. Because you don't really have a lot of situations in the body where you have codependency. Maybe I should add that. Yeah, let me add that. You don't really see that as like that's a unique relationship they have. Should I say? Oh shit. Yeah, that's how we're gonna do that too. Since we doing family and ops, damn it, we doing codes. All right. So iron, you have to have, now that's the tricky thing. If you have to have the right iron level in order for your vitamin D to work, and you gotta have the right vitamin D level in order for your iron to work. So it's literally a chicken versus the egg kind of vibe, right? But I'm gonna tell you, the answer is the electric. Which comes first, the chicken or the egg, the electric or the magnetic? Remember, magnetism and light are both, you know, results of electricity, electrons. Everything in our universe is about electrons, period. Everything is about electrons. Grand opening, grand closing. Electrons is it. Magnetism, radiation or light, sound, all of those things are based on the movement of electrons. So keep that in mind, right? All right. And last but not least, I almost left these guys out, and God damn it, we got to put in dairy products. I almost forgot dairy products. How could I do that? How could I not get some promo in here for dairy? Dairy products are all ops for iron. And the more concentrated the milk, the more it is a op for iron. So what I mean by that is you got milk, but then you got concentrates of milk, cheese. Cheese is going to be more crazy on the iron than cow's milk. Oh, absolutely. Wesley Muhammad is definitely an op. Definitely an op. Ah. There goes some sunshine right there. There goes some vitamin D right there for me. Nice to see you, Stacy. I love to see the sisters pop in the chat, especially when they got nice icons. Keep that coming, ladies. That makes the videos a little more worthwhile for me. Let me put that though. She did a good, that was a good reminder right there. I'm gonna just do it like this though, because it's not just the what you call. So we're gonna go medication, because it's all that shit. It's antidepressants, it's even aspirin. So think about the paradox. Think about how insane that shit is. Aspirin. Think about that. You should think about it. Take a second. Yeah. You gotta deal with this shit. Right? Damn, I can't get my flip. There you go. You should think about it. How many people you know are told by doctors to keep their heart healthy, they should take an aspirin every day to make sure they maintain the thinness of their blood. Because the arteries are so filled with plaque and cholesterol, without blood thinners, they're going to have a stroke and probably not make it. So, you know what I got to add? This going to fuck niggas up. This going to fuck up all my Bronx niggas, all my Puerto Ricans. God damn it. Puerto Ricans, I know y'all feet cold at night. I know it, Puerto Ricans. Don't get mad with me. I love y'all. And my favorite goddamn thing to eat in the Bronx is Puerto Rican food. I'm going to just let you know right now. So I'm deeply involved in this shit. Yo! I swear to God. That is my favorite thing to eat in the Bronx. Ooh-wee. Arroz y habichuelas. And I be needing two or three of them little, you know what I mean? They put the little containers with the garlic liquid. It's like an olive oil with like they puree the garlic, the raw garlic. Woo! Oh my God. I'd be fucking that up. But that's an old vice of mine. I eat it with that in mind. I'm not eating that with saying, oh, this is a great nutritious meal. I'm eating it knowing that it's some other shit. You know what I'm saying? Which is what I'm trying to get you guys to do. I'm not trying to get y'all to stop or minimize your personal levels of fuckery that makes life worthwhile for you. I'm just trying to give you the safety mechanism so that as you go through your day doing what you need to do, those things don't take years off your life. So just know, it's not just medications, it's any type of blood thinner. Think about it, blood thinner. I've been telling y'all for years, the more thin your blood gets, the less nutrition and oxygen it can carry around to the tissues. It's a slow process of hypoxia setting in. And the more you thin out your blood, guess what your body does? Because your blood is getting thinner, your body has to gradually reduce its mitochondria count in every cell so that it balances out to what you can feed them. Less mitochondria, eh? Is that a thing? Absolutely. So don't think that you have the same mitochondria in your cell as a nigga that works out every day. Niggas got race car engines. Y'all niggas got like lemons. Yeah, you niggas got lemons. So, yeah, that way. But, yeah, so all the medications, though. All the medications. Yeah. Boom. Factory. Actually, you know what? I was going to cut this at an hour. I'll be honest. I was going to cut this at an hour. See, this way y'all got to support this shit. Y'all got to share it. Y'all got to Cash App. Let me see what y'all want. Y'all, let me see how y'all feel in the chat. What y'all want me to do? Y'all want me to go through some of these herbs too? Because I was going to go through the food and the herbs. Go through some food and some herbs that actually are high in, because I want y'all to get some numbers. I think that'd be dope too. Matter of fact, we're going to do that. We're going to do that, damn it. Oh shit, I ain't getting no response in the chat. Well, fuck it. We about to shut this damn video down. Where the fuck is my chat rooms? I'm on Twitch.
I'm on YouTube. Or let's do it like this. Maybe y'all need an organized question. Okay, so. All right. Y'all lucky. The lady said keep it going, goddammit. Stacy and Mama Green Doula have spoken. All right, so let's go into some, because I want y'all to get levels. I want y'all to get levels, because it's a difference between saying, hey, this plan is high in iron versus this plan is high in iron. Like, we not with that on this side of town, that old high in iron bullshit. How high in iron is it, motherfucker? Like, that's what we want to know on this side of town. You feel me? So let's go over here. Grab that. Hit that like that. Bop. Whoop. Move that right there. And we can go iron. This will say this. I'll write some shit on this. This, we're going to get rid of this. All right, let's do that. Iron content. Okay, so let's get it. And I could say, like, the chickweed is good and dandelion is good, but did I sound like the rest of these names? So we ain't going to do it like that. I'm going to go through, and we're going to try to get at least 10 or 20 of these joints. Try to get at least 10, 20 of these joints in here for you. And this iron clad, these iron classes are going to spill into a lot of other stuff. All right. So we're going to go through some of these. I don't know if I get through all of them, but we'll start this shit up. Dandelion leaf. Now, I'm putting dandelion leaf in here because dandelion leaf, as far as my research goes, is the highest in iron. Anybody has other information to present? Present it. But every herb is not fully documented. Let me put that out there. So I'm not saying bring it, as in I'm saying that I have the definitive information on this and nobody knows more or better. No, what I'm saying is introduce it, because I need to see that shit too. But from what I know, I'm going to give y'all what I know. Right? Give y'all what I know. These are all joints that y'all can do what y'all want to do with. And hopefully everybody knows. No, I know somebody's gone. Type this shit in under the video. Let's just do this so we avoid that. Actually, can I just use one of these? Let me see how it looks. Instead of having to keep putting in new joints. Sometimes I don't like the spacing when I do this. But that don't look bad. We'll rock it. The rocket. Get you over here. Now that underline is mad corny. Hold on, work with me. I need swag even on my underlines. Like, yeah, that shit gotta have a little drip to it. We gotta get a little drip on the shit. See what I'm saying? We put a little drip on it. You see what I'm saying? We put a little drip on it. Did it look like something? See what I'm saying?
Put a little drip on it. I'm saying, put a little drip on my underline. There you go. There you go. Hold on. All right, there you go. Now I feel like something. Boom. Bang. Let's get you up. There we go. Okay. I'm feeling like this look a little better now. Y'all might be saying, Ink, what the hell did you just do? Look, it looked better to me, Devin. It feels better. It's very important. Never underestimate how important you feel is in terms of your health. All right? I'm going to try to get these numbers. Right now, I be needing music. Like, my mind, I'm from the Bronx. I don't understand. My mind cannot function without music. And y'all like, hold on. Yo, I don't see this. I don't see that. It ain't there yet. Wait a minute. Hey, you putting time right there? Told y'all that shit that's in y'all kitchen cabinet is fire. A lot of the most potent medicinal herbs got turned into spices. I keep telling y'all that. So that way you would have them in your food all the time. That's the purpose of spices, not to make it taste good. It's to make it feel good, make it healthy and nutritious. Making it taste good is just like, that's just like a secondary thing. You know what I'm saying? That makes it make more sense if it tastes good and all that, but. Ooh, I can't even do that one like that. I can't even do that one like that. Gotta throw that in there. I gotta throw that in there. Oh, it's a lot of Sabi fanatics that's not in America. They on that yucca. On that yucca now. We're gonna let them get that. Burdock right under there. Burdock right under there. Burdock right there. What else we got? One of my favorites. I ain't gotta talk about the wild cherry like that. I like it. I like that wild cherry. Right. I think that's a good number. What we got? 3, 6, 9. See, look at that. I didn't even know it was 9, but my eyes is C9 is great. Like I'm oh, completion. Oh shit, but you know what, let's go into this one, because I use this in, this is one of the herbs I use in the histonic. This is one of the herbs from there. And yep. High in iron. All these are high in iron. I just want y'all to know. Everything that's over like 500 parts per million is high in iron. So I don't want y'all to look at the dandelion leaf at 5,000 ppm and think that that's what you need in order for it to, like, no. just want you to have this so that we there's some sort of order out here. You know what I'm saying? It's some type of order that makes sense. Spikenard. They're like, what is spikenard? Nigga, we never heard of spikenard. What is that? What the hell is spikenard? Well, I use it in some of my oils. Spikenard is super fire. So if you don't know about it, ask about me, nigga. Ask about me. Go look it up. Milk thistle, a lot of people love it. So let's not violate the milk thistle. Okay, just let me add this because I think I don't think I mentioned it. People might be lost. I don't know if I mentioned it. Hey. Damn, that's why I was doing them separate. But actually, here, we'll do it right in this. Makes sense. This is the key. Plants. Plant. Plant name. Let's do that. Plant, body, part. Hopefully that makes sense. All right, and then I'll just add some dashes, and then it'll look more in alignment with what's up there. All right, so these are actual lab results. This is not some shit that I'm making up or freestyling. So what I'm giving you is what part of the plant was tested. Because I don't want you to think, oh, yeah, well, the mullein root is. Yeah, I seen Dr. Inky said the mullein, so I'm going to go give you some mullein root. No, I don't know whether mullein root is high in iron or not. What I'm giving you is mullein leaf numbers, right? What I'm giving you here is red clover shoots. Numbers. These are the part of the plant that they actually tested. So I want you to make sure. See, when you represent my page, I want y'all to be right and exact, ready to show and prove at any moment. All right, so this way, if you're buying your shit from me, well, if you're buying it from me, you Gucci. But if you out there doing some other shit, at least you got some damn guidance right now. Like, okay, well, I'm looking for this because Inky said this is over here, so I'm gonna do it like this. All right, look like this page is about running out of space now. But I know y'all want more of these. This is a good one. It doesn't always get respect as an iron, a high in iron type of guy. I mean, but it's out there in them streets. Getting his bag together. Ooh, shit. And we can't leave this off. Right? We got to put that on there for the nation. We got to put that on there for the nation, for Elijah Muhammad. We got to put that on there, goddammit. Let me say that. Not for the nation. We're going to put that on there for Elijah. Right? We can't violate. We cannot violate. God will be God. You now pulling the caper, running up in the spot. Mask and duct tape, pig tie their motherfucking wrist to their ankles. I've been through crime shit my niggas into. Oh, yeah. That oatmeal, Oats. Ooh. Yeah. That oats hit you a little bit. Them oats hit you a little bit. Right? Can we stick one more up in there? Let me get another one up in there. Let's get one more up in there. I think we can fit one more at the bottom, damn it. Oh, you know what? We'll do it like this. Oh, look at that. And use dandelion. I'm putting that in there for a reason. I think it's good to have that example. That's cool, I guess. Yeah, that's good right there. Right? We may add more to this list. Right? We may add more. Right? Sarsaparilla. Plantain, you know what I'm saying? So it's some more to add. It's some more to add, but I think we did good for today. Oh, my bad. I left Marv shit up there. I like red clover, bro. I'm a fan of red clover with you. All right, so I think we did good though. No, you should have a clear view now. Yeah, now you should have a clear view. Or at least in a few seconds. I know it's like a 30-second delay between what I'm doing and what y'all see. So y'all should see it now, though. Yeah. So This is day one. This is day one. You know what I'm saying? Let's share this. Support. You got the Cash App. Take the shot. Get you some bitters. Take the shot. Get you some bitters. And we're going to try to keep doing this every day. So if I see the shares go out, I see the likes go up, I see the Cash App get a few bucks in there, we're going to keep this shit coming. You know what I'm saying? Because it's needed. I know we got to have it. Global pandemic. We can't fuck around right now. Misinformation is worse than bad information right now.
Kobe Bryant has hit a shot at the buzzer. Oh my goodness! Kobe with a buzzer beater in the Lakers. Kobe Bryant has hit a shot at the buzzer. Oh my goodness! Kobe with a buzzer beater, and the Lakers win the game, 99-98.
How to get this money?